3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. It's draft season, so that means it's Mike Dettelier season because he is the one and only draft evaluator for Titans Radio, for all of us. He's the best in the business. Mike, always good to talk to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Although we're not really talking draft necessarily right now. There's a story out there about Arch Manning, and I know a lot of people down there obviously talk about him, but a lot of people nationally saw the SI Now piece on him. And for those that don't know, they're not accepting scholarship offers, so don't try. He's not on social media at all. He doesn't do interviews. I saw where you said this kid will be the most heavily recruited player in the history of Louisiana. Tell us about him.
I mean, that ain't even a debate about that. Leonard Fournette was the one guy, almost from his freshman year all the way through, was the most highly recruited player ever in this state, more so than anyone. And the recruiting world has changed today, that you've seen a lot more recruiting of these young men that freshmen and sophomores.
Yeah.
And so now he's put in the limelight. He has that name, and he carries that burden with him. And I talked to Archie and Cooper about it, and they want to try to have him live as normal a life as a teenager can, but they also realize that he's carrying that weight with him of Arch Manning. You know, he's carrying that. So he's terrific. I mean, he's got a gun with him. He can put the ball in a tight window. He's got good mobility skills. I always told him he runs like his grandpa, much more than he runs like his uncles. Mm-hmm. He got that long, elongated type run, just like Archie did. And a couple years ago, we had the Manning camp. And Archie told me, hey, get in a golf cart. He said, I want to ride. I'll show you somebody. And that was a kid. He's throwing a ball to another kid. And I saw him. And it's 25, it's 30 yards, 35 yards. I said, who's that? And he said, that's Little Arch. I was like, okay. He said, and he winked at me. He said, Mike, I think he's the one. But he said, I'm going to tell you a real quick story. He said, he comes to me. He said, Pops, he said, I want you to give me some advice how to play quarterback. And, man, listen, it's been a long time since old Pops took a snap. He said, you might be better off talking to Uncle Peyton, Uncle Eli about that. He said, but the one thing I'm going to tell you is, he said, man, when you get in that huddle, you need to be the leader. You need to take control. You need to be the guy everybody's watching. And he said, he gave me a strange look, and he said, Pops, we don't huddle. They call plays. We up at the line of scrimmage. Arch threw his hands up and said, well, forget about that discussion. It's over with. But no, he's got all the goods to be a superstar player. And we see it. You know, he's going up against some big-time talent, and he has excelled at a very young age. So you can see. They had a 7-on-7 last spring. And if I didn't get 50 pitchers, I didn't get one. That was Ed Orgeron, Joe Brady, Steve Ensminger, Mickey Joseph were at the practice. For a 7-on-7, looked like LSU's offensive coaches, they brought the bus and just unloaded them to watch Little Arch play.
Mike Dettelier, guess, I just wonder, at what point do you kind of have to take the lid off of it to start to entertain offers? And I know he's just a freshman now. Well, he'll be a sophomore next time he plays football, but yeah. When do you break the seal on that, Mike?
I think probably in his junior year. And talking to Archie about it, like you said, Mike, he's got plenty of time to decide where he wants to go. And, you know, 4 years is an eternity, mm-hmm. you know, as far as college football is concerned. Like you said, a year is an eternity with all the changes. So I think probably his junior year you'll be seeing it. And they've done a great job as a family. And, you know, Archie and I have talked about this, that, you know, when Peyton and Eli and Cooper were coming out, he talked to other moms and dads that had highly recruited players that were former players, and they gave him a lot of good advice. And he said the one bit of advice was to do whatever you can to make life normal. But he said, you know, I realize that's going to be real difficult with Arch, just the lineage. And he said, you know, I started it. So he said, he going to blame old Pops for it one way or another. He going to blame old Pops. But he said, listen, I think they'll handle it very well. But I would suspect starting his junior year, you'll be seeing that sort of thing heat up with Arch.
We were looking at this, and again, we'll have you on certainly to discuss draft-related things. Bucky Brooks, who's been a longtime draft evaluator for the NFL Network platforms and played in the NFL, he released a prospect ranking, and he actually had Joe Burrow as the number two quarterback behind Tua. I'm just curious, when you put out your draft book, which you need to give people the information to get the Mike Dettillier draft Bible, how will you rank the quarterbacks, the top five at least?
Well, Joe Burrow's number one. Apparently somebody didn't give him the medical list. You know, and nothing against Bucky. I get it. If everybody was healthy, you might have a discussion there and a good one. But, you know, there's a lot of ifs in that. And I wish Tua the best. And I met up with him a couple of weeks ago. He's walking, no limp, nothing.
He's a great dude, too.
You know, he looks really good. But yeah. I think it's obvious that Joe Burrow is going to be the top guy. So, you know, you can – yeah, everybody's got opinions. That's great and fine. I think after that, Justin Herbert, I think it's going to be the three guy, and I think he'll be a top five or six pick. Jordan Love, man, who I saw at the Manning camp, I wrote all about.
Yeah.
Man, he's got some skills. Man, he can hum it downfield. But, man, he's highly erratic. But, again, quarterbacks are in need. I think he goes in round one. And I think Eason from Washington. Man, he's got a rifle. Only bad thing with him, not say bad thing, but he's a guy that's going to get away from a lot of pressure. And, boy, that's something that sticks in my mind. A lot of times when he's running, you know, or trying to get away from trouble, he's getting pulled down by Pac-12 defenders. You can see the NFL is going to be a totally different animal, but he can make every NFL throw. So that would be my top five, and I think four going round one, and that would be Burrow, Tua, Herbert, and Love.
Well, not that you don't have enough to do, Mike, but all this Westminster dog stuff, like, we've got to get you the dogs and get you to break down the Westminster dog show next year.
No, you got the wrong one, but I do
that
have a
That would be phenomenal.
Well, Jen Hale is a good friend of mine, and she does the dog show. I can glad you hook her up with her. She can tell you all about them dogs.
Yeah, I just
she's been doing that for 7 years. She's pretty good at it.
I just want the Dettillier voice telling me about this pug.
Man, I'd love to. No, listen, I told her I would trade her one thing for another if I could go to Westminster, and her deal is, Mike, it'll be real interesting to see who's the biggest diva between you and the dogs.
Hey, before we let you go, have you ever been frog gigging with Coach O?
Or Bobby Hebert?
Or all three?
No. But we've been fishing together, and many years ago, we went alligator hunting together.
Oh, I knew it. I said that earlier in the show.
But I've been frog gigging, but it's been not with those two. And it's been a long time for Coach O, too. He can't tell you no different.
Well, we need an outdoor channel where you guys just go do things. And
listen, we got our hands way up for that one. We got our hands way up. We'd love to go fishing out in the Gulf and deep sea fishing. We've done that a few times. And we know how to throw the line. And that alligator hunting is something. It's been a few years, and then I had a friend of mine take me. And we had a good old time with it, but man, almost had to wear back braces the day after hauling them gators up, because them bad boys, you know, they all nothing but dead weight after they have kind of bit the dust.
Mike, you're the best, man. At Mike Dettillier, we'll talk again soon. Okay,
I love you.
Thanks
man.
A lot, guys. Y'all take care.
Thank you. No dead weight with Mike Dettillier. Back with the 4 o'clock hour.